What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
Hi, this is Sharon Rolfe with Fresh Courage. It's your Time to Shine podcast on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And my guest today is Bo Henderson, who's also a podcaster. So let me just remind you that the reason I do this podcast is mainly for boomers, maybe former caregivers and widowed people, so they can be encouraged with new possibilities and explore things that maybe they haven't considered before. I want you to live a meaningful life wholeheartedly, boldly, and to enjoy everything. And I hope I inspire you to do that today. I love inspiring people. And our topic today is daily do something that brings you health, wealth, and happiness. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about today, because Bo has a new model for retirement planning, even though he focuses a lot on finances. So our topic is rich or wealth strategy. Do you have a strategy for rich or wealth? Well, Bo is a best-selling author and holds a degree in psychology from the University of Georgia, as well as designations of Retirement Income Certified Planner, National Social Security Advisor, Certified Long-Term Care, Master Certified Success Coach, and Certified Master Behavioral Analyst, in addition to his role as a CEO of Rich Life Advisors. And he's licensed in life insurance professional in 11 states. Welcome, Bo. We're glad to have you today.
Hey, I'm excited to be here, Sharon. I just listening to your intro, I can tell we really resonate with a lot of the same big mission and message about, you know, what does rich mean to you? What is true wealth? You know, there's a lot of ways you can go with that. All right.
Hmm. Well, Bo and I met at a retirement coaches conference 4 months ago. And what are we going to learn today, Bo?
Well, I think we should talk, we should dig in a little deeper to, you introduced it, this new model of retirement planning that I believe the financial planning industry is broken and it needs to be addressed differently. And we can share some of those things that I think need to be changed, that I'm out there kind of pounding the drum that the consumer, particularly the person transitioning to retirement, needs some different tools, some different resources than the industry gives them for the most part. And I think let's just dig into a lot of what you were talking about how do we really define retirement? What makes a successful retirement? Some of those things.
You know, I don't know, it was last night when I was going to sleep or this morning when I woke up, I decided that we need to change the word retirement to longevity planning.
There you go. Yeah, I've had that conversation many a times that maybe we need to come up with a new word that doesn't have a connotation or maybe even a stigma to it. I like that.
Yeah. So let's see. So you said it's relevant because, or important.
Which part? The new model?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the new, so I just a little background. My world merges. My formal education was first psychology, then finance. It was a very bizarre combination, I thought, until I've done an 18-year career now, and it was actually kind of perfect. And what I found is I was brought up in the financial industry, financial planning, retirement planning. It was very product focused for one. Yeah. It was very focused on here's a tool that my company sells. Let me make it fit your situation. Right. And it was very, decisions are being made in a vacuum. What does this one IRA account do? What does this one 401k account? And there was a couple of levels. One definition of holistic planning meant, you know what, retirement planning, the way we should do it, mm-hmm. it should include your income plan, which is crucial. You're probably going to need a growth plan for inflation and things like that. But let's talk about some other things. What about your Social Security claiming strategy? Mm-hmm. The average family out there is leaving about $111,000 on the table just by not knowing the rules. That's part of your plan. What about a healthcare plan? What about our expenses for healthcare and long-term care? What about a tax plan, right? And then my favorite, so all that's holistic. That's putting everything together for retirement to successfully work. But my favorite, and I have a feeling, Sharon, you're going to like this one, is that non-financial aspects of a successful retirement. What are those things that equal satisfaction, meaning, fulfillment? We need to build those into this financial piece too. If we're not moving towards those things, we could end up with a bad result. And what I mean by that is I've known multiple miserable multimillionaires. They had plenty of money, but they didn't build or design a plan for a meaningful and successful life. So I think it's crucial that those are the conversations. And I think as boomers and this demographic needs to keep demanding, this is what I want help with. I'm excited about this next phase of my life, but I want a plan that's going to encourage me and move me towards that. Mm-hmm. Whether that's my goal to start a new business, go back to school, travel the world, whatever that is all this working together to really help me plan a successful retirement, or am I just being sold a product, right?
Yeah. Is it integrated into my real life? Right. Yeah. So, Bo, how old are you actually? You're not close to retirement, are you?
No, you know, it's funny. I started in this business when I was 23 years old and I'm now 43. So what's bizarre about that, when I started, I couldn't imagine some of these clients I was working with that were close to retirement. I couldn't imagine. That was so far off in the future. But now that I'm 43, I can actually see it out there, you know. But it's given me a very unique perspective because I've had a couple thousand conversations with this group of people about what they care about, what they're concerned about, what keeps them up at night. And sometimes it's not what that market or what the world's really selling us when it comes to retirement planning.
Yeah. Well, I'm 72 and I do have some concerns about money, but I've kind of tried looking around for some tax advice planning, and I don't know if I'm interested in long-term care kind of insurance, but it's a good idea. I've heard a couple really good stories about people who did that. So in your perspective now, after 20 years, what are the most valuable assets in retirement?
You know, I'm glad you bring that up, Sharon, because here's the one thing, your question. Group, or I'm meeting with a group of people. Every person or every couple has different expenses, different goals, different pieces of the puzzle, whether it's their savings, whether they have pensions, whether they have insurance. And I think the key is what's the most valuable is to sit down and create a strategy specifically for you. And I think a good way to see if we have that or we're kind of heading in the right direction is this fascinates people. But in a couple thousand conversations now, I've asked three questions. I said, do you have a retirement strategy? And if so, do you understand it? And if you understand it, do you feel confident in it? And I've had on two hands people that have told me, yes, that they feel they actually have a strategy they feel confident in and understand. So what that tells me is that most people's plan for retirement is to get there and hope everything turns out okay. Right?
Yeah. Hope the wind blows in the right direction, right?
Hope we're lucky, right? And it's amazing to me. But when we do have that strategy and we can answer those questions that, you know what? this plan works for me. It makes sense. It is putting me in a position to do the best I can to have a successful outcome. There's a tremendous peace of mind when there's that clarity and knowing you're doing the best you can.
Yeah, because as you were saying that, I thought peace of mind would be huge if you've got a plan and I'm confident. Now, things may change. There's a couple ads on TV about, you know, you got new grandkids and how you're going to change that. That changes the plan a little bit or whatever. So, okay, we're starting off with a great conversation with Bo Henderson. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what needs to be a part of our strategy. So stay tuned to Transformation Talk Radio and we'll jump into some juicy questions.
Sounds good.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thanks for coming back. You are listening to Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe, with my guest, Bo Henderson. And when we think about a new model of retirement planning and defining success, how does that show up in your, what do you do, Bo?
You know, I think we go back to, it's not either or. It's not either the finances or the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's an integrated effort to make sure that the financial piece is essential, right? We got to have more money coming in than our expenses or there's going to be problems. But are we building that piece to create the life we want or the life that means the most to us? Are we doing the things, you know, typically, Sharon, what's fascinating is what my clients taught me very early on that was different than what the world taught me was that the things that were priceless to them, it was having more time with the people they care most about. And sometimes it was people they no longer had. If they could spend more time with the people, they care more. Smart,
wow.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Another is their memories, creating memorable experiences. So one of the things that I believe in a plan should be, are you intentionally investing in those relationships most important to you? And are you intentionally investing in creating memorable experiences? Because if we don't do that, you know, as well as I do, 10 years can go by like that. Right. Right. So I think those are just some ideas of integrating both, instead of treating like this internal lifestyle conversation as a completely separate animal than our financial. Our life is both. And we need to integrate and plan that way. And one of a good example I had recently come up is I had a teacher. She was 40 years as a principal in education. And she hired me. She came in and she said, "Oh, I want you to work with me for the next year. I'm retiring in 1 year." And her situation was, she had a pension, and there wasn't a whole lot for me to do for her from a financial planning point of view. There was a few things we were able to work on, but she was more saying, over the next year, I want you to help me prepare to be able to transition into retirement a year from now." And I asked, "Tell me a little more about that." And she told me, "For 40 years, I've been up at 5:30. I had meetings to attend. I had call on the weekend. I had my friends were at work." She said, "Even though I'm tired and ready to transition away from this work, now that I've put in the years I have, I'm scared to death that I'll get into retirement. I'll wake up. I'll be lonely. All my activity was at work. I won't know what to do." So it's fascinating, Sharon. As opposed to, you think retirement planning, you think of the financial pieces we talked about. We're spending the better part of a year, or 6 months into the year, just planning out her first semester, because she thinks in semesters, right? Her first semester of retirement, and think, let's just give some structure, some form, some curiosities. Mm-hmm. What can we do in that first year so it's not so scary and daunting?
Yeah, I've often said we'll no longer have a task or a team to work with. Or a, what was my other T? Title. No longer a title. And who am I without a title?
Right.
So I'm glad that you're focusing on those three, because I'm starting to be on this soapbox about isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And because it leads to depression, and depression leads to declining health, and, woe is me, because I've had a couple of friends that every time you talk to them, they're talking about their aches and pains, and there's more to life than aches and pains,
right?
You know, so, but I know I haven't done a good job of creating memories since I don't have kids, no grandkids around. Creating a memory is a little bit challenging to me, and yet that's what vacations are usually for. And my vacation last year was going to the retirement coaches conference and coming home on Amtrak. They were both quite learning experience, but memories, maybe not.
Yes. Hey, sometimes I think the key too with memories is not to create excuses, because sometimes I'll see people put it off because, we can't afford to take that trip to Paris. Yeah, but you know what? You could probably take a good friend to the park and hang out by the lake and have a good conversation. Might not be on the grand scale right now, but it's still investing in things that later you'll look back on and cherish. I think back to things like, for me personally growing up, out of all the things I can remember about my dad, it was time he spent with me coaching me in sports and football. Nothing he spent. It was just that memory of some time. So you never know what that thing is. And I think sometimes we can be guilty of, we'll create a real memory with the people we care about when it can be big and grand and all. Sometimes it doesn't have to be. And probably most people, if they think back, some of their best memories aren't big and grand. They're just normal things that somebody took time to do with each other.
Yeah. I'm starting to consider going to a conference that's related to a hobby. You know, like I do sewing. So a quilting kind of conference would light my fire, you know, I think, you know, or I love tulips. So going to Holland is on my list, way up at the top.
Right.
I often like to ask myself, and I'm not real, I'll remind others that I need to remind myself the same thing. What would it take, or how could I get to Paris, for example? Mm-hmm. You know, if you start asking your subconscious, how could I get there? Things will start bubbling up that, oh, yeah, I forgot I could do this or that, or, you know, part-time job or whatever. So what kind of comes up as some examples, Bo, about when you ask people, what do you want for yourself?
You know, a lot of times we don't know. We've never thought about
yeah.
it. We're just getting through raising a family in some cases, building a career. And that's why it's so scary and why there's such a contrast, because we get there and we're trying to figure it out then. So a lot of the questions are kind of what I was describing about with the principle I was talking about is, you know, what are some things you've always, you know, you're not signing up for anything or committing to anything, but what are some things you've been curious about? We'll do exercises where we ask, who are some people that after work ends, if we're leaving a job, who are some people you'd like to stay in touch with? Or who are the people important to you that you want to be a part of your life? And then this is kind of a funny, fascinating exercise. Then I start even trying to crisscross those. What are those interesting things you've been curious about that maybe you could do with some of those people that are important to keep in your life? Right. You try to marry some activities yeah. and those people. And you're really trying to, I love the phrase retirement by design. Because you're really, or life by design for that matter, you're really trying to be the architect or not passively just letting life happen to you and giving all the control to things outside of our control, but really proactively saying, I'm going to do everything I can do to build what's going to make me feel good, make me happy.
How much more satisfying that would be when I'm choosing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because otherwise you're giving up, you know, I think you, when you're in that passive role, I think you can, it takes away a lot of your power, right? Because you're only living by what's happening to you, responding, reactive. A lot of times it'll get into complaining. This is like, hey, shift it around and start being proactive and control your deal. And I think another key, and I know this is going to resonate with this group that we're talking to, is that, hey, I've seen people in retirement now that are healthier than 20, 30, 40 year olds. Mm-hmm. They're active. They're doing things. These are truly, they're at their peak of their life in this phase of life. So it should be exciting. It should be fun. It should be something to, hey, you know, you wanted to do this career. You wanted to have this experience. This is the time to do it. Your best years are not behind you. And I think when we can see things like that and we can kind of sometimes do a mind shift and refocus, it can shift from maybe a past context when we said, maybe we need to redefine or change that word retirement to where my best years are behind me. That's not the case anymore.
So I started saying that I'm the director of my life. Mm-hmm. You may or may not directed anything before, but it's now time for you to have this title of director of Sharon's retirement.
That's right.
So this next question kind of ties into that as to what's your new title. How do have you asked people how do they want to show up in retirement not so much a strategy now, but it's more personal, my heart, my family. What shows up in your experience?
You know, one of the questions I was joking on an interview is a radio interview one day and it just came out and I was like, you know what? That actually kind of makes sense. I said, we need to be more like Madonna in retirement. You know, what are you talking about? Madonna was masterful at reinventing herself over periods of time. Right.
Okay.
So I think we need to spend time deciding who do we want to be? It can be scary that a part of our life is we're transitioning away from that, but it can also be exciting that, hey, I can create who I'm going to be.
Right? Yeah.
So I think that's a really, and you're talking about that too. It's maybe I had another, you were talking about isolation and depression. And I'm here in Atlanta and I was talking to a Delta pilot recently and at 65 years old, they made him retire. And he was in my office dealing with clinical depression, having a very hard time. And what we were spending our time on was saying, okay, a pilot was who you were the past 35 years. Let's start talking about who you're going to be the next 20, right? You know, is it, are you starting a business? Are you going to be giving back in your community, volunteering at these places you mentioned? What is, we need to create your identity so that you can, so that you can move away from that thing that you were so attached to that it's killing you right now.
Yeah. I do lift on the side so I can afford doing my podcast. And I had American Airlines pilot right next to me saying he knew a lot of people, a lot of pilots that weren't retiring because they're scared of it.
Right.
But, you know, they don't have that social network around them that people can plan on them being someplace every Wednesday, for example. And I thought, man, to be scared of retirement and have traveled the world and yet staying home is daunting to them. So it just really touched my heart because that whole isolation depression is real to them and mm-hmm. it's scaring them.
Yeah, no, and there's, you know, this, that there's a dark side of retirement with the, it's depression, it's suicide, it's divorce,
alcoholism,
a lot of things happen, alcoholism.
Yeah.
And my problem with that is that's what's real. And that's what people should be able to talk about. But if we look at, again, what the world sells us, shouldn't retirement be a beautiful couple with their white hair blowing in the wind on their yacht? I mean, that's what we see, but it's a little bit, it's a little bit more real than that, right? It's not always that pretty.
That rosy. Yeah. Right.
Now I hope you have some good experiences, but it's not always going to be like that.
Okay. So we're having good conversation here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what part do our values play in this whole planning. And I think it's pretty critical. So you'll want to stay tuned.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net. Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Okay, thank you for coming back to Fresh Courage. It's Your Time to Shine with Sharon Rolfe and Transformation Talk Radio. So we were starting to get into what part does assets play in our strategy, and Bo, what are the most valuable assets in retirement?
Well, so if we talk about, again, we got two levels of assets, right? So okay. There are our assets when we think about what have we accumulated over our working career or our life that we're going to need to turn into income. So that those are assets turning into income. So that's the kind of fiscal assets, right? And then we're talking about a lot of other things we've kind of hinted at is what are those relationships mm-hmm. that, you know, my dad taught me something very powerful. He said, if you have enough friends out there, there's pretty much nothing, there's not anything you can't accomplish. So those relationships are huge assets.
Okay.
You know, think about that. And how about this one? Your health. you know, being physically healthy. And we found we've even found research to back, there's a connection between financial and physical health. They kind of play into each other, right? Think about how much more expensive it is when you're not physically healthy, and how much harder it is to create finances when you're not physically able, right? Or how much more stressful it is when finances aren't where they need to be and can cause physical issues.
Yeah.
So the physical health, huge assets, right? And I think one that just came up to me, and this is just coming to me, I don't know that I've ever said this before, but this space and talking to you made me think of this. I think our creativity is a huge asset, right? What is it we could do? What is it that, you know, we've been talking about creating this life, reinventing ourselves. What's that creativity in me that can actually come up with these ideas and things for me to do and try? So I think that's another asset that I'm going to start using. So thanks for bringing that spark out there, Sharon.
So showing values in retirement plays into our strategy, right?
Right. What are the things we value, right? And you know, for a long time, people would say, let me see your checkbook and your schedule or your calendar, and that'll show me.
What do you value?
We could move into retirement, and we're not like, say our certain family members that were the most important to us, that was something we really valued. Or we talked about our health as something we really valued. But if we're not creating the life to move towards those values that are meaningful and important to us, happiness might just be a value, right? I want to be a happy person, you know, peace, whatever those values are. If we're not intentional, that word keeps coming up, right? That intent, if we're not being intentional to move towards that or create that, we might live in a life in a world in retirement that's not congruent with the values or the things that are important to us. And then we come to the word of satisfaction. And one of the biggest things people want in retirement is to feel satisfied, to feel satisfied, to feel fulfilled, to feel like there's meaning there. And one of the biggest things we can do as an exercise is go through and just talk through what are values that are important to me. Am I creating? And remember, we're designing this. Retirement's not being done to us. If we choose that, we're designing this. So are we designing something that honors and makes room for our values? Because guess what? That's where we're going to be the happiest. And lo and behold, as much emphasis is put on the dollars and the cents, I haven't had a person yet tell me that a successful retirement truly wasn't about being happy there.
Well, values, there's a list on the internet. There's as short as 10 or 20 values, and there's as long as 50 values. So things like integrity or the environment or youth or women or education would be another good one. Leaving things or doing things for your alma mater. I have a value of wanting to provide, maybe it fits two different categories, providing college scholarships for people to be able to go to college.
Right.
What can I do in retirement that makes that a reality? Even if it's just mentoring, if I didn't have the money for it, at least I could still mentor somebody through a process, perhaps. So it could be linked to a hobby. It could be linked to a talent I have.
Right.
But it's really important to, Americans aren't that great about, my top five values are whatever. Creativity, I know, is one of mine, right. and integrity. So it's time to flesh that out or walk your talk with your values, right?
And those are some of the conversations that I believe in, that retirement planning conversation. And that's why I'm such a proponent of retirement coaching, right? That's a retirement coaching. And whether you're somebody that helps, like you sharing in this coaching capacity, or I kind of operate as a hybrid, a coach advisor. But I'm pretty sure this is going to be a different experience than you've had with financial planning, retirement planning to date. when we start having a conversation about, let's talk about values. I mean, where's that coming from? What does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with a successful retirement, right? Mm-hmm. Is honoring those things that we value. And then this is another important point I think to bring up here is if you are a couple or you're in a relationship, is we might also want to clarify those values individually, because sometimes they can kind of hide or be satisfied in our career.
Ah.
And then you're all of a sudden retired and together and there's a mismatch. So let's talk about these things, right? Let's have these conversations. And again, the big word for me is just let's think ahead of things we know are going to come up, things we're going to have to deal with, things that are going to come in our timeline, and let's proactively have a plan for it or have some way to approach it, and don't be that reactive person letting life happen to you or letting retirement happen to you in that sense.
So, Bo, do you ever talk to people about what happens when your spouse is gone and that planning? Are there some things that maybe people will put off now while they have their spouse for later?
Well, there's a couple of things. So we're, again, you'll see me kind of going back. There's a financial side and then there's a life side, right? On the financial side, one of the biggest things that I don't think people think about, but it's inevitable, is typically one will die before the other. That's just mm-hmm. what'll happen.
Yeah.
And when that happens, the income in the household drops by about a third. So you lose about a third of your income. So one, we need to understand that and say, do we have a contingency for when that happens? Or else we might be in a bad situation. Here's where it gets even worse if we don't proactively plan ahead. Not only does income go down when you lose a spouse or a partner, your taxes actually go up, because you go in a married couple, you go from the lowest tax bracket to the highest tax bracket of a single person. Your standard deduction is cut in half now. So you actually not only lose a big piece of income, your taxes go up. And it's just the rules we're playing with, but do we have a plan for that if that happens? And a lot of the work I do is when we look out in the future and say, whether it's life insurance or whether there's another asset or whether we have our expenses in line to where they would be okay when that income drops, it's just knowing we have a plan, because again, most people's strategy is I'll just deal with it when it comes up. And that usually leaves you with fewer options and not always a pretty scenario. So that's one thing we look at when we say, what do we need to plan for now while we're here together, healthy, everything's working, but also have the foresight to not think those things we've seen happen to our friends or other people, that just won't happen to us. It happens, right? Mm-hmm. I even think about long-term care. You know, there's a very high statistical chance that somebody's going to have that, really both couples are going to have some kind of a long-term care event at some point in that retirement timeline. It's just what it is, but what's our plan for that? Or how are we going to address mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. And just having those conversations and thinking ahead, I think. And I think the other pieces, when we talk about the lifestyle, those are just conversations. I think they're not so much looking out to a future place, but they're like, are we enjoying the journey now? And it's almost the opposite then, right? I don't want to wait till 10 years now to say, hey, in 10 years, we'll take that dream trip. Hey, I'll tell you what, the longer I've done this work, while you're healthy and you're active, if we can afford to do it, let's do it now, because you just don't know what next year holds, or next month for that matter.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a very high profile death that happened over the weekend.
Right.
And yeah, so what will make a retirement fulfilling, and where do you start in this strategy for helping people, Bo?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a unique process. It's kind of like us sitting down here face to face, and it's a conversation, and it's getting to know the other person or the other couple. And I think that this experience most people have is we dig right into, let me see your financial statements.
Yeah.
I'm not so much interested in that until I know who you are, what you care about, what makes you, you know, what makes you tick, what's going to give you a successful result. You know, a great question, they call this a Dan Sullivan question, a guy that runs a program called Strategic Coach. A great question I found to ask is, if we're sitting here 5 years from today and we look back, what would have made this an amazing experience, us working together? That's good for any kind of interaction or relationship, right? And it gives me a lot of insight into how I can even help. And then eventually we do get into what are the numbers, what's the current situation, so we can come up with a plan to move towards where you want to go. But I think it's all about the planning needs to be about knowing you, specific to you. I cringe when I hear cookie cutter advice or answers.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can talk to 10 people and there's no rules of thumb. There's different personalities, different assets, different goals, different timelines, you know, everything's different. And I think that's a good place to start. If it doesn't feel like it's a plan for me, made for me, and I'm kind of the co-captain, even if I'm working with somebody like what I do, then it might not be what I need.
Mine. Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what is the one of the top five regrets when people are on their deathbed. And I'm sure you're going to want to listen for that, because we can make choices today that eliminate that in the future. So stay tuned to Fresh Courage.
Excellent.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
All right. This is Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio, and our show is Fresh Courage, and I'm here with my guest, Bo Henderson. And what is one of those things that hospice people say is a regret? You might be surprised to know is, I wish I let myself be happier. Wow. I'm in charge of that? Yeah. So what does that kind of translate for you, Bo?
You know, when I hear that, I wish I'd have let myself be happier. I think about all the client stories that I've heard over the years, and I think it's really, it's that I wish maybe I didn't do what I thought would make my spouse happy, or what I thought would make my kids happy, or what they thought I should do, or maybe what somebody at work thought I should do still, or retire when they thought I should. Maybe I wish I would have done some things to make me happy. And you know what's funny, Sharon? At the end of the day, guess when you're the best for everybody else around you that you care about?
When
you're happy, right? So I think that's where that's coming from, is sometimes if you're not careful, there's a martyr thing can come out that, hey, I'm going to do all this for this good rationalization because I'm taking care of these people and doing what these people want. But don't realize you're withholding something from yourself and gifts to those people you care about by not being as happy. Do what makes you happy. Build a life, design a life that makes you happy. You know, I call it live your definition of a rich life. It's kind of my play on words. But what does that look like to you? And then let's move towards that.
Yeah, I have one of these little blocks. This isn't the saying, but it's by McConaughey, the actor. And it's like when you're the best version of yourself,
right?
That's what you and you bring it to everybody else. That's the best of all worlds, is that I've taken care of myself first, and now I can bring that to my world. And we often don't think about that. It's like on the airplane, put your mask on first.
Right.
So let's talk about shifts just a little bit. Bo, what are you working on now, and what's motivating you?
You know, I'm continuing to really work on that model that we talked about, that coach, that retirement coach. I believe everybody going through this transition or transitioning toward retirement owes it to themselves to work with a retirement coach, because these conversations need to be talked about. Again, the statistics will back it up, but a lot of it's not being talked about. So that's why I'm thankful for platforms like this where we can share, hey, because most of the time when we bring this up, people are like, you know what? I can see that. I could see that happening. I felt that, right? As far as it was hard for me to transition. I was lonely. I was depressed. That's real stuff that happens, right? And that's my, you know, and I do have a retirement planning firm. So I'm kind of out there working on a advisor coach model that integrates those two disciplines. And I think anybody, if they're working with an advisor, they need to ask that advisor, hey, are you working with a coach that can help with these components of the deal? And if they're not, maybe either insist maybe or request that they go find a coach to help. Sharon, I know you've got some ideas of where we can find coaches, but I do believe that within the next 5 to 10 years, you telling me you're working with a retirement coach will be not anything different than you tell me you have a personal trainer to work on your health. I think it will be the norm, because the demographic is demanding we address this in a more holistic way.
Yeah. One of the things that really got my attention and why I decided that I wanted to focus on retirement as my niche is at my last job, I heard a statistic. It's a myth for all I know, but they said it's not uncommon that people who retire here are dead within 18 months.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's encouraging, right?
That is so wrong. But I think up until now, the expectation is, I'm on the couch potato now. I get to be a couch potato. Yoo-hoo! Well, that's called also isolation.
Right.
It's called leading into depression. That's where that road goes.
Right.
So there needs to be a waking up and an intention of making some different choices. So I want to thank you for being my host today, but you've got a full life here. Tell us more about your books and your websites and all that.
Sure. A lot going on. So I do my Rich Life Advisors, right, is my firm that helps people with retirement planning. But what I believe we do unique is we integrate that retirement coaching component that we've talked about into the financial component, so that we're really not just holistically planning, but we're planning for a holistic life, right, on the other side. That's my passion. But we've met, and you know me, I love to learn things and educate. I love to share the things I learned to help. I've gotten to know this demographic intimately because I've been having these conversations now for 18 years. So one of the things coming up, I'm working on a TED Talk about this new model of retirement planning, which I'll shoot to you. You can let people know when it's ready. It'll be a couple months down the road. But other than that, the Retirement Resource is a podcast I do, which talks about both financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement. And if you just want to see what's going on, you can go to richlifeadvisors.com. And I tell you what, Sharon, you see that yellow book behind me? That's the Rich Life 10 Investments for True Wealth. That's the first book I wrote, and it's still my favorite. So let's say that anybody that reaches out to you or the first five people that reach out to you, I'll send them a copy of this book. How about that?
Cool. Thank you.
And anybody else that doesn't, I recommend go to Amazon and check that out, because if you like what Sharon and I have been talking about this holistic message, the investments for true wealth, right? True wealth can mean a lot of things, but to me, it's a healthy, fulfilling, healthy, wealthy, fulfilling life. Right. So I think that's it. RichLifeAdvisors.com. Would love to give some of your viewers this book, as viewers and listeners, this book. And I'm just excited. I want to turn around and thank you for the work you're doing to give a voice to this group of people with these very unique, specific transitions and things they're working on. And I think there needs to be more of it. So kudos to you. And thank you for letting me share for a few minutes.
Good. I'm excited about our show today too. The media on the TV just is lacking educating us in such a way that we know we're the director of our life when we walk out the door of our last job, that we know we have personal responsibility for our social life and planning something that's meaningful and valuable to us. I think it's totally possible that we could be living another 30, 40 years. And so I'm going to go back to the statement I made at the beginning. Let's call it longevity coaching rather than retirement coaching.
And you know, something that's funny, you say in the longevity, I do workshops every month on different topics around retirement planning. And 10 years ago, when I would ask who in here has family members or somebody they know in their 80s and 90s, and it used to be two or three people out of a room of maybe 20 or 30. Now it's three quarters of the room in just
wow.
a day. So yeah. We're living longer. And one of the biggest issues, and I think this is relevant to bring up, one of the biggest issues we have is we're underestimating how long we're living. So we need to plan on that.
Right? So Bo, actually, he didn't mention that he has a free chapter of the Rich Life 10 Investments for True Wealth on his website. And that's on BoHenderson.com website.
Yeah, if you want to do Bo Henderson, that's BEAUHenderson.com. There's a chapter of that book there too. So
yeah. So my website is EffortlessVitality.org. And my little quill blocks that I like to make, they're on Etsy, and my store is called Quilted Petunia. And I have little vlogs that I do both on Facebook and YouTube that you might find interesting, because I like to give you a thought for the week. I like to learn too, and I also want you to be giving you something to think about. So, thank you for joining us today, and you can be finding this on my YouTube channel here in the next day or two. And I'm just going to end with: life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. So we're going to challenge you to have the courage to call a retirement coach today. Thanks for listening to Fresh Courage, and thanks, Bo Henderson, for being my guest today.
Had a blast. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.